I'm with one of the founders of the fair. Hi, can you tell me your name?
Yes, I'm called Josh Graham, and I was asked by Sir Peter Wakefield, who founded Asia House. He used to come to my shop a lot, and after...
Where was your shop?
I have a shop. I've had a shop for 30 years and more near Victoria Station.
Okay.
And I deal in contemporary and also antique and old textiles, handmade textiles from far-flung parts of the world, anywhere outside Europe, really, but mainly India, Tibet, Afghanistan, places where, up until very recently, people made things by hand, especially embroidery, but also a lot of textiles, block-printed, tie-dye, woven, hand-woven things. And these have been really appreciated in this part of the world, in England, for centuries, and still people pick them up on their travels. But here in Asia House, we've put together a fair where there are 30-plus exhibitors from all parts of Asia, Japan, China, India.
How many
Turkey.
Years has it been running?
This is the fourth year.
Okay.
And it's getting better, going from strength to strength every year. And a lot of people make a point of coming here to look. Because even if you don't buy anything, it's fascinating to see what has been made today by skilled, talented craftspeople all over the world. And there's a lot of things to buy here which are not that expensive if you compare what you can buy in a high street shop, which is machine-made and not very good.
I interrupted you when you were saying what countries they were from.
Well, they're from... I mean, the Asia House Fair is all countries of Asia, from Turkey through to... all the way from Turkey, Iran, Afghanistan, all the stans, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan.
Have you been to them?
I've not been in that area. My main area that I travelled to was India, Pakistan, Afghanistan. I actually hitchhiked to Istanbul and then took a bus across to India when I left university in the 60s.
When you was a young hippie.
I was a hippie.
And you're still a hippie by the looks
I'm
of you.
I'm still a hippie by the looks of it. You're right. You're so right.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
You saying to people, you know, just come along and have a look. When I walked through this door, yeah, I was blown away by the colours and the fabric. And yes, that's not an exaggeration. I mean, really, it was like, wow.
Yeah, no, I think colour is a lot to do with it. And in fact, people come into my shop just to look and get a hit of the colours. Because colour is a really important thing in our lives, and we don't get enough of it. And so you'll find that in many parts of the world, people dress in very colourful costume, and it gives them joy. And it's important to their ceremonial and personal life. And so what we sell is the same sort of thing.
Come on, don't tease us. What's the name of your shop?
Well, it's my name. It's Josh Graham.
Okay.
So you've already named it. You've got that. You can look me up on the web.
We all will do, and I'm definitely going to turn up. Do you see this carrying on for a long time?
Yes. I mean, Asia House is a big organisation now, and it's got a remit to introduce the British to Asia, but also it's a forum for discussions, films. They have a literary festival, they have a cooking festival, they have a film festival. There's a lot going on here, and this craft fair, which happens every year for 4 days, is part of that.
Do you come along to any other events?
I do, absolutely. I mean, what I really like to come to are the book launches, where the author talks about the book they've written.
There's one next week, isn't there?
Yes. No, the literary festival starts in about 2-3 weeks time.
Okay.
So, yeah.
We'll both be here.
Good.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
Yes. Okay. I think that was all right.